Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Two things I always hope for in movies are verve and lilt, and St. Francis brings them in abundance. The film, newly available on demand, also brings a strong feminist perspective to its story of Bridget, a 30-something nanny with no better options in prospect, and Frances, the 6-year-old girl who opens Bridget's bottled-up life. Kelly O'Sullivan, who plays the nanny, also wrote the smart screenplay. Ramona Edith Williams makes Frances an irresistibly, almost inexplicably adorable child, but the kid is far from a saint, unless you count her benign influence on Bridget during the time they spend together. I was going to describe Bridget as radiant, but that didn't seem to fit. Her light has been dimmed by regret over where she is professionally and romantically, nowhere and nowhere. Yet Kelly O'Sullivan makes it fit. She radiates quick intelligence, rueful humor, touching wariness, occasional alarm. The first time she lays eyes on Frances, she sizes her up with a gaze that's neither fond nor hostile, but very funny for its coolness laced with curiosity. St. Francis is an auspicious feature debut for its director, Alex Thompson, and for O'Sullivan as a writer. Her script keeps sneaking up on you with lovely little lines and a few stunning ones. The heart of the story lies in the fraught and affecting relationship between Bridget and her pint-sized charge, who has two lesbian moms, one of them deeply depressed after giving birth to a son. Franny is struggling with sudden sibling rivalry and acting out with special vehemence, while Bridget is coping with the aftermath of a casual affair, an unwanted pregnancy, and an abortion, mostly by repressing her feelings and denying the need to see a doctor about persistent bleeding. She and Frances need each other, come to love each other, and nourish each other, even if Bridget dispenses life lessons that Mary Poppins might not endorse, hailing Joan Jett as a model of feminist anger, or trying to explain the meaning of patriarchy. St. Francis keeps its politics in plain view, a queer interracial family with a Black Lives Matter yard sign planted on the front lawn, a matter of factness about abortion, though not about its emotional consequences, and a candor about postpartum depression, as well as the range of feelings, including very dark, that parenthood can provoke. Some may find the film agenda-driven. A scene in a public park certainly stands on a conspicuous soapbox, but I didn't. The feminism comes with wry twists in a production that's alive at every moment to the meaning of family and all its configurations, and to the self-doubts, uncertainties, and joys of growing up female. Bridget and Franny speed up each other's rate of growth. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.